You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about guilt. I'm going to share some simple strategies to eliminate guilt in a healthy way. As I've said before in other podcast episodes, emotions are powerful and they provide us with important information, but emotions are not fact, and not all of them serve us in our quest for success. So, what do you do when you're feeling guilty? I can tell you that I've been witness to the misguided power of guilt too many times. And guilt definitely breeds drama. Whether the guilt is there because we've invited it in ourselves or it's placed there by a disappointed coworker or loved one, the power of guilt can be palpable and doesn't necessarily move us in the correct direction. So guilt can move us away from our goals and our priorities as we seek to avoid it. So you want to always live with intention. You're going to achieve more success and have less drama if you're being intentional about how you're using your time. And if guilt is moving us and guiding us through life, kind of the avoidance of guilt, then we're probably not living with great intention. So let's talk about some quick steps to eliminate guilt in a healthy way. And the first thing is to ask yourself, am I bringing on this guilt myself or is someone putting it on me? Now, I'm not suggesting that people make us feel a certain way. They don't. We feel, you know, own your own feelings. No one makes you feel angry. No one makes you feel sad. They do things and then we react in that way. So don't give away your power by saying someone is making you feel guilty. However, for this strategy, you do need to think about, did I ignite this guilt in myself by thoughts that I was having, or did someone do something that started igniting guilt in me? So if the answer is that you brought it on yourself, then it's time to start looking at why. So if you've invited that emotion in, is it valid? So we invite guilt in when we feel there's something we should be doing that we aren't, or when we're doing things we know we shouldn't. And you know this. So this can be keeping a promise to ourselves or to others. The shoulds or the shouldn'ts are key sources of self-induced feelings of guilt. I should exercise. I should spend more time on this. I shouldn't have spent that money on that. I shouldn't have reacted in anger. I shouldn't have said the things I said. The existence of guilt doesn't mean that you must take action, however. Sometimes the guilt enters in as a result of unrealistic expectations placed on us by ourselves or others. So, as always, you have to do some reality checking. If you feel guilt, do some reality checking. So, are you failing to follow through on a commitment you've made? Is the way you're spending your time misaligned with how you intend to prioritize your life? Are you lying or doing anything else that moves you away from good integrity? Have you acted out in anger when you shouldn't have, or responded with defensiveness when it was unwarranted? Are you trying to ignite guilt in others to manipulate them towards an outcome that serves you? If you feel guilt and it's valid, then what is the action you will take to correct it? It should be directly aligned with the guilt-inducing behavior. So do what you committed to, live with integrity, keep your priorities, all of those kinds of things. So if you're feeling guilty because you were at the mall and you spent more money than you should have, or, you know, if you're a business owner and you made a commitment to your business partner about how you were going to spend money or prioritize your time and you're not doing that, then obviously the healthy way to avoid the guilt is to do what you committed to. The guilt is real. It's coming from a place of you knowing that you're not doing what you should have done. And so just do the things that you've committed to or that you know you should or shouldn't be doing. So if you're focusing on some areas of personal growth, however, and you're making some progress, I encourage you to avoid guilt and instead give yourself grace. Now, I'm not suggesting that you let yourself off the hook altogether. So I'm not saying, you know, oh, I made commitments around, you know, my health and I'm going to eat a certain way or I'm going to exercise a certain way or my spending or, you know, leadership commitments that you've made to your team or your coworkers or your leadership team. So, you know, I'm not suggesting give yourself grace space and do nothing. However, if you are working towards your goals, then give yourself some grace, because too many of my clients forget to celebrate the progress that they've made and instead choose to beat themselves up when they're not perfect. So guilt under these circumstances assures that you'll probably miss the opportunity to celebrate your movement forward, and it can cause you to backslide. You begin to feel discouraged. For instance, when a leader is working on being less of a micromanager, they'll delegate a few things. I'll meet with them and they'll say, well, I only delegated a few things, but some of the things I should have passed on to others, I didn't. And then they're frustrated. So, you know, they delegate a few things, but end up doing some work they should have passed on. And they begin to think, I'll never get there. I might as well quit trying. And you don't want to have that feeling. So they have this guilt of I haven't achieved perfection yet. And perfection's not going to happen. So more often than not, the reality is that they took big steps in the right direction, but they haven't fully arrived. And that's okay. It would be great if we could click our fingers and arrive at perfection immediately, but that's just not realistic. So if you're making efforts to improving, but just aren't there yet, don't pave your path with guilt. It's a much rougher road to travel. So I encourage you to take those moments and harness the excitement of your movement forward. I always have my clients think about the progress they've made, and I take a mini moment to say, great job. Think about it. You did it. That gives you the momentum to keep moving forward. If you're just beating yourself up because you haven't arrived yet, it's a lot harder to get to where you're going. So I'm not asking you to excuse away or justify to avoid guilt. That would not be healthy. But I am saying get real, celebrate where you can, and build momentum towards your goals. And if there's a reason that you're feeling guilty and you've brought it on yourself, just do the right things to remove that guilt in a healthy way. Now, if the guilt is being inserted by another person, and again, you're taking it on regardless, in this circumstance, you've got to do some reality checking as well. Having another person feel disappointed, angry, or frustrated with you does not automatically require you to take action to help them avoid their reaction. There are definitely times when you must release and allow them, someone else, to have his or her own reaction to a situation. You can't always fix it for them or help them avoid that feeling. That's just the reality of things. So helping other people avoid their negative emotions, that's called people pleasing. And see, if you're trying to avoid guilt by helping alleviate other people's disappointment, frustration, overwhelmed, all of their negative emotions, then everything that everyone in your life, everything they're going through, is driving your life. So I'm not saying you should never respond, but you need to make sure that he or she is not trying to manipulate you, you know, either on purpose, or a lot of people don't even realize that's what they're doing. But you want to make sure that they're not trying to manipulate you by placing guilt on you. Them pushing guilt towards you doesn't obligate you to take the guilt on and doesn't require you to take action that will alleviate their negative feelings. But it is important to do some reality checking. Relationships are all about negotiation, give and take. So I'm not asking you to be a dictator in your life either. Living guilt-free doesn't mean you get to discount other people's desires or needs altogether. It just means you do some reality checking and think about, what are your needs and how do those fit with what the person's asking of you? Here's some places to look to see if you should respond to a request. Is the disappointment, frustration, or anger they feel valid? Did you make a promise that you're not following through on? So we talked about not following through on promises to yourself or others and noticing it yourself, but when someone else notices, Is that where the guilt's coming from? Is that why they're feeling disappointed? Whether it's a specific commitment to complete a task by a certain day or a more general promise to prioritize your time around a person, you may need to modify if their negative feelings are a result of your failure to follow through on a commitment. I mean, ultimately, our word is everything. And if you've made it, now, I'm not asking you to be an overcommitter, but when you commit to things, that's why, and I did a different episode on how to make sure that you can keep your word, and go listen to that one. I'll put a link in the show notes. But, you know, keep your commitments by being intentional about what you commit to. And then once you commit to it, stick to it so you don't have to feel guilt. So is their concern valid? If so, then what action will you take? So if their feelings are not valid, it might be time to set a healthy boundary with the individual who's tried to place the guilt there, and then release and allow them to have their own experience. Leave some room for negotiation Is there an alternate request that is reasonable to respond to? Releasing guilt isn't about becoming a dictator. Like I said, it's about creating healthy relationships with yourself and others. So really, removing guilt is all about doing that reality checking. If you're bringing it on yourself, what are the different actions that you need to take? Or are you being too hard on yourself? So, you know, set realistic expectations, celebrate your success as you move towards those goals and try to achieve. And then if it's being pushed from another person, are their feelings valid? You don't want to live a life where everything you're doing is about helping others eliminate their disappointment, frustration, anger, overwhelm. However, if you make commitments to others, you really want to follow through, and their feelings of frustration, if you're not following through, are valid. So what's the action you're going to take? So sometimes it's about setting healthy boundaries, if it's just a time when you need to release and allow. But if it's a time when you've made a commitment that you're not following through on, it is time for you to take some action that's aligned with what you promised to remove the guilt. All right, so those are some quick, simple techniques to help you live guilt-free, and that is definitely the path to drama-free. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I hope that these strategies will help you eliminate some guilt. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave me a comment. I would love to hear it, whether you've subscribed on Stitcher or iTunes. I hope to see you again in an episode soon. If you've got some current drama challenges happening in your life, shoot me a message. Go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then submit your question. You can either record your question or type it out, and I will provide you some customized solutions on a future episode. I've done a lot of those, and it's a lot of fun. I've heard some great feedback as people implement the customized strategies I provide for them. If you need any additional support, use that same form as well. Shoot me an email and let's connect and see how I can help you. I also have some free webinars. If you go to the defeatthedrama.com, click the webinar site, and you can sign up for some free webinars to provide you with some surefire strategies to get your team motivated to do what you need them to do. All right, until next time, make it a great day.